Are you running away from God? Whether you're a believer, a skeptic, or someone in between, and your journey is somewhere in between, this is a question we're going to be exploring today on Soul 02. And welcome to Soul 02. This is the podcast that is putting the oxygen back into the Christian life one soul at a time. And we want to make sure that the follower of Jesus is encouraged and strengthened every day, because it is a battle to serve the Lord and to do the right thing. And so today I want to talk about running away from God. And who better to talk about running away from God than Jonah, right? Jonah is, you know, picture the prodigal son, but in the Old Testament. Jonah is the prodigal of the Old Testament because he ran away from God and the assignment that God had for him. And so today we're going to be talking about, let's give you the big picture here. Today we're talking about, are you running from God? This is the question that is before all of us, because at one point or another, we all go through this. And just to keep things in perspective here, I want to point out that the story of Jonah is not about, it's not about whales or big fish. You know, that's often the Sunday school version you get, that it's about this big fish that swallowed him. And hey, you know, I believe there was a fish, and I do believe that because Jesus talked about it, right? He, you know, and if you could believe in the waters splitting apart, you know, for the Exodus, you know, and for the children of Israel, and if you could believe in the resurrection, then yes, you can believe in Jonah. And furthermore, Jesus talked about it when he compared Nineveh to the present generation. He said this. He said, the people of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it because they repented at the proclamation of Jonah and see something, or rather someone greater than Jonah is here. So Jesus believed in it. So this is why I believe definitely in it. Let me give you a little snapshot of what happened in the story, though. In the story of Jonah, God commands Jonah to go to Nineveh. And it was a city known for wickedness, and he said, go proclaim judgment against it. However, Jonah ran the opposite direction as an act of disobedience, and he decides to flee to Tarshish from this place called Joppa. And so he takes a ship in the opposite direction. And in response to Jonah's rebellion, God sends this great storm at sea, focused and targeting Jonah. And so the sailors around him on the ship are terrified, so they cast lots, you know, they kind of, you know, it's a way of gambling or betting, to reveal that Jonah was the cause of this great misfortune at sea. So Jonah admits that he is running away from God. And the sailors, fearful of God's wrath, because in those days, there was more, you know, people were a lot more spiritual than they are today. They believed, they were easier to believe in God or gods or spiritual things more than they are today. And so they reluctantly decide to throw Jonah into the sea, because Jonah said, hey, you have to throw me into the sea and then this storm will stop because God's after me, kind of thing. And so this act leads them to offer sacrifices to God and recognize God's power and sovereignty. And this is the short story of Jonah, right? So I say that to say this. Why did Jonah run? Why in the world did Jonah run? Why? What's the big deal? Why do we run from God, right? And this is an interesting question to ask, only because if you think that he ran just because he felt inconvenienced or because he was afraid to proclaim God's wrath to them, that's not the reason. The reason why Jonah ran was because Jonah had a sense of what we call toxic justice. This is what I call it, at least. His idea of justice was skewed and it was tainted with the wrong idea of what justice really is. The first part of this is that he feared that Nineveh would not face justice. So he didn't want to go there. And he was afraid that the Ninevites might repent and be spared the disaster that they deserved. How messed up is that? So toxic justice is the idea that it's this unsettling feeling that because God is good, he will pardon those that we don't think deserve it. So imagine, you know, to put this in context, imagine if God called you, you're a believer, you're a follower of Jesus, and he says, I want you to go to Hamas and talk to them about Jesus. I want you to go to Iran and talk to them about Jesus. I want you to go to North Korea and talk about Jesus there. Or think about a very hard part of the world that refuses the gospel, that is where there's persecution. And because God loves everybody, God is, he's not partial. He loves everybody. He loves the worst people in the world. He loves the violent people. He loves the people who commit crime. He loves everybody. He says, I want you to go there. So maybe you might say, "What? Wait a minute. They don't deserve your love, God." So this is the struggle Jonah was having. But another piece of this, some commentators suggest, is that he was afraid for Israel's future. Because down the road, Nineveh's repentance would eventually mean the destruction of Israel, which Elijah had prophesied earlier that they were going to be killed by Nineveh. And so maybe he's thinking this too. So his justice was kind of messed up. But I say that to say this. When we run away from God, right, what does it look like when we run away from God? How does that look when God calls us to do something, whether it's use our gift or go here or go there or proclaim the gospel here or you know, serve or give or something, but we run away? What does that look like? The first thing I want to say is this, that we hide from ourselves and we hide from others. This is what happens. And I say that because I've done this in my own past, you know, when I ran from God in my own life, right? Jonah's escape, he wanted to become anonymous. He's like, Jonah who? I don't know who that is. Kind of like Peter when he ran away. He's like, I don't know who that guy is. Sometimes people hide out in a new church. They go to a new church, not because God told them to, but because they're hiding from themselves. They're hiding from something that happened or something that God told them to do. So they run and they sit in the back pew anonymously and just want to worship Jesus. And they're doing this to avoid what God is telling them or calling them to do. But also, what does it look like when people run from God? We pay any price to run. We'll do anything to run. We'll do anything but here, kind of thing. If God calls you here, I want to be there. And one theologian put it this way, one Old Testament scholar, J. Margot, or Magane, I'm probably butchering up the name, but to flee from God, Jonah must have sold his home and left everything behind, so at the risk of his own life. So this was a life investment that he made. He probably sold everything he had and says, I'm out of here. I'm leaving the region. I'm gone. And he goes on this ship. Jonah was willing to pay any price to run from God. But also there's this. This is what running looks like. We place as much distance between us and God as possible. And in this case, it was 2,000 miles in the opposite direction, like kind of like going from New York to Florida, right? And God says, okay, if you're going, you know, to California, he says, no, I'm going to Florida instead. And this is what we do sometimes with God. We try to put distance between us so we don't pray, we don't read the scriptures, we stop going to church, or we stop doing anything that reminds us of God or what he is calling us to do. This is what Jonah did. But also, this is what happened, and this is what happens when we run from God. We end up in places we're not supposed to be. And in the story, and verse 5, which I won't read it, but it talks about the sailors, how they were afraid because the storm came and each one cried out to his own God. And this speaks of kind of a pluralism. You know, when we're not following Jesus, we will be in places we're not supposed to be in, and we will be in atmospheres that are not of God. And yes, God calls us to those atmospheres, but when we run away from it, we end up somewhere else that we shouldn't be in, influenced by those atmospheres. And what happens when we take this left turn away from God is we end up in godless atmospheres. And thus, Jonathan Edwards has a great quote on this. He said, and let me give you this. I think I have it somewhere, or I may not. Here it is. I'll give you the big version here. But he says, how ready are we to go astray? We are foolish sheep in the midst of subtle serpents and cruel wolves and do not know it. And this speaks of the backsliding nature of humanity, that we tend to run away from God and go to places we don't belong. But one more thing that of what running looks like is simply this. Running looks like this. We engage in escapist behaviors. What was Jonah doing when he was on the boat? He was sleeping. He had escaped into sleep. Have you done that? I've done it. Where you escape into sleep, you don't want to face the world. You don't want to face your problems or responsibilities. And you say, I just want to go to sleep. Jonah was in a terrible situation. He went below deck, literally the deepest part of the ship, as far away from God and responsibility as he could go. And he was sleeping like a baby. In fact, they had to come wake him up. And he was so dead to the world that they had to shake him awake. Think about that, that often we go into la-la land as people when we run away from God and our mind is somewhere else. So this is how God responds to our running. Or let me put it in the form of a question. How does God respond to our running? Well, in Jonah chapter 1 and 4, we're going to read a couple of scriptures now. It says, but the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and such a mighty storm came upon the sea that the ship threatened to break up. So how does God respond when we run? He sends a storm. He sends a challenge. He sends something to get our attention. And in this case, he sent a storm against Jonah to deal with him in this situation. And we find that Jonah tried to go into exile, but even in exile, God has a way of establishing or reestablishing our identity, reminding us of who we are. And he did this through the questions that the crew gave him, which I'll read to you. And the crew basically said this. They said, tell us why this calamity has come upon us. What is your occupation? Where do you come from? What is your country? And of what people are you? And these are poignant questions when, like, the ship is falling apart and there's a storm. I mean, these guys are like, wow, they're focused here. And so they're like, obviously, this guy's the problem here. Where's he from? You know, who's his family? What God does he serve? Jonah was trying to forget who he was, but God was reminding him of who he was by these questions, by people around us. And this is what happens when, you know, it's a bad day when even non-believers know that you're not supposed to be where you are. And they're like, well, aren't you a Christian? What are you doing? So we don't lose our identity by running 2,000 miles away from God. In fact, God reminds us of who we are when we run away. And Jonah's confession is the pivot on which the whole story changes. And I'll just paraphrase it. He basically said, I'm running away from the very God who is destroying the ship with this storm. And he says, I'm a Hebrew and the whole thing. But so what's the only way back? How do we get back to God if we're running? How do we get back to God? You know, you're not going to like it, but you have to jump back into the storm and believe that God will catch you. That's how we get back. And it says in Jonah chapter 1, verses 11 through 16, it says, then they said, what shall we do to you that the sea may be quiet? How do we calm things down, in other words? For the sea was growing more and more tempestuous. He said to them, pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will quiet down for you, for I know it is because of me that this great storm has come upon you. So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. The minute they threw him in, everything got quiet. And so the only way to quiet the storm that rages around you, really, when you think about it, is to surrender to the circumstance God is putting you through and say, God, have your will, have your way now. Surrender is what God wants us to do, and then obey him. So I want to challenge you today that if you're running from God, stop running and look to Jesus again and say, Lord, I'm not gonna go away from you. I will do what you call me to do. Let him calm down your fears and your struggles by surrendering to him. If you like this podcast, please leave a like and recommend it to a friend. And you can find us on YouTube, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Facebook, and other places you can get your podcasts. So until next time, I'm so glad to be with you. God bless you.